Sounds of nature dominate at Dirk van Tonderen's alehouse on his farm in Northwest Province. Some Belgian tourists sit at a rough wooden table. Their faces grow red under the hot sun, and from pints of the brewer's wheat beer. Van Tonderen refuses to bottle his beer to turn a big profit by selling it in fancy bars and restaurants in the cities. No wonder a recent book on the rise of craft beer in South Africa calls him a maverick.
Well, I think describing me as a maverick is very generous of them. They could have maybe described me as a pauper, a very creative pauper. Basically, I think that's what I am. I'm certainly not driven by financial issues. My greatest wealth and assets does not lie in money. It lies in my friends and my followers. And that's how I see it.
Van Tonderen began making beer after tasting artisanal brew at a food festival near Johannesburg in the late 1980s.
I was in awe. I couldn't get enough of this. And I had maybe a sip or two of the product there. And I thought, you make your own beer? Wow, this is too good to be true.
Another brewer, Moritz Kalmeier, learned to make beer when he was a boy on a farm near Pretoria. A labourer taught him to brew by adding sugar to sorghum and fermenting it. When his mother noticed his interest, she bought him a book by a woman called Anna Olivier with instructions on how to make your own wine.
I started making my own wines from apples and anything that the greengrocer would give me for free, I would use Anna's book and made wine quite successfully at a young age.
Kalmeier started brewing beer while pursuing a career using exercise to rehabilitate injured athletes. He had his own gym. He'd test his beers on his clients. In 1997, he opened Drayman's Brewery. South Africa's sudden thirst for specialty beer means Kalmeier's finally making some money. But he insists this was never his motivation.
That's why I'm still in the business today. If money was my main driving force, I wouldn't have been here today. My passion and my ambition was to create a beer culture and to share with other people the unique flavors in craft beer.
Applause and cheering greet Steve Gilroy's entrance onto the stage in a hall inside his brewery on the outskirts of Johannesburg. Gilroy is famous, or rather infamous, for his beer speeches. He tells people about his beer and how it's made, but often he seems more of a stand-up comedian than a beer brewer.
Fermented fruit juice. That's what wine is. Oh no, it's also vinegar that hasn't gone off properly yet. Beer is the work of the Lord. I'm just his best little helper.
Gilroy moved to South Africa from Britain more than 40 years ago. He says it wasn't the culture or the heat of the country that shocked him. It was the horrible beer, as he puts it.
When I came to South Africa, I couldn't drink the beer. I was used to the bigger beers, and they simply didn't have it. It was just a sea of generic lagers. So I started home brewing.
For many years, he owned a printing company. Gilroy says the computerization of printing finally forced him to do what he's always wanted to.
And I thought, at my age, do I really want to get involved in all the new technology when anybody with a computer is a printer? Or do I follow my passion? And my passion's always been beer. So we started off the little microbrewery.
People drink beer inside the Cockpit Brewhouse in the diamond mining town of Cullinan. Brewer André de Beer laughs as he pours another pint of his signature Spitfire ale.
The hardest workers in my brewery is the yeast cells. I've got billions of them working for me, and I'm convinced they're happier when they listen to decent music. So always when I brew, I love to listen to Pink Floyd, John Lee Hooker, Eric Clapton, J.J. Cale. Nice laid back blues. It makes my yeast happy, I believe. I had
a good start. A few years ago, when De Beer was making some beer at home, he says his brew literally exploded, and so did his wife when she saw the mess. He then decided it was time to open a brewery.
I want to spread this love of beer that I've got. I do it because it's my passion. Yes, I do make a little bit of money out of it. I've got no false hopes of becoming stinking rich out of it, but I enjoy what I do. And that's where the cockpit started 3 years ago.
Deep in the Magaliesberg Mountains, north of Johannesburg, is an estate that once bred Frisian horses. It's also home to the luxurious Black Horse Brewery.
So basically how it all started was, one night my dad got really drunk, and he promised a whole lot of friends that he would like to start a brewery. And he realized that it's too expensive to just be a hobby, so we'll have to change it into a business.
At 21 years of age, Nushka Buerta is the youngest brewer and one of only two female commercial specialty beer brewers in South Africa. The other brewers here are almost exclusively middle-aged or elderly men. Buerta acknowledges she still struggles to fit into the circle.
In the beginning, it was a bit intimidating, basically. But you get used to it after a while, and not everybody likes me a lot. But it's okay. I don't mind. That actually just tells me that I'm really good at my job. So
people do indeed seem to love Buerta's beer. She sighs that the 2,000 litres she currently makes every month doesn't begin to satisfy the demand for it.
Our sources are there, and the people want our beer, and our new brewery is on its way. It's being shipped out of China as we speak. Then we'll be going up to about 18,000 litres a month.
All the brewers driving South Africa's artisanal beer boom are mirrored in the beers they produce, unique, each with idiosyncrasies. They're often divided in their approaches to their craft, but ultimately united in their attempts to make good beer. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.